Thanks for choosing my audio today. Knowing that you're listening to me, well, it's one of my biggest turn-ons. I get such pleasure from painting these audio landscapes. Knowing that my words are hitting you in your heart and in your groin. It's like we're two interconnected parts of, well, of the same erotic experience. I speak these words and I find myself becoming aroused, especially when I know it's you who's listening. And you drink me in, following each of my inflections, being warmed by my laugh and teased by the wonderful promise of sensuality that my voice offers. Because you know with total certainty that at some point in the next few minutes you're going to come. That my voice is so seductive, you can't help it. You hear me saying these naughty things and your body takes over. Your balls start churning. Your groin starts moving, maybe thrusting a little, as if you're making love to me. And that's the beginning of this lovely little journey that we take together. That always, yes, always, don't deny it, ends with your milk flowing out of you as you spasm and moan, desperately imagining how wonderful it would feel to be inside me. I love to imagine you, lost in my words, breathing heavily as your cock starts to stiffen, your eyes closed as you concentrate really hard on visualizing me, what I look like, and what it would feel like to have me touching you, kissing you, as I tell you all the delicious things I want to do to you. And all the while, I know the pressure inside your pants is building so sweetly and so deliciously. Well, it's really hard sometimes to concentrate on reading a script because all I want to do is touch myself. And I also have to admit that on occasions when a script or an improv I'm doing had struck a really sensual nerve in me, I have to stop recording and go to my special place, my secret place. The place in the house where I feel most private and most secure. The place where I touch myself, play with myself, use my toys. And time stops. Those endless lists I make just fall away and my worries recede because I'm so focused on pleasuring myself. That place, it's almost sacred to me, the best spot in my house. How about you? Is there somewhere special you like to go when you want, you know, to masturbate? Somewhere you feel really relaxed. Somewhere where you know you won't be disturbed, where you can stretch out and lie back, get undressed, and let yourself concentrate completely on bringing yourself to orgasm. Because this is the moment in your day that you know you can totally immerse yourself in your fantasies. Is that where you are right now? I bet it is. I would bet my life on the fact that at this very moment, you're in your special place. Hold on. Let me picture it. Yeah, I've got it. I can see you. Hi. It's so nice to be with you. Look at you. Your eyes shut tightly. your headphones on, that look on your face, half serious and half as if you're in pain. The one that tells me you're yearning for me is so strong that somehow it transports me to wherever you are. I love this time with you, my darling. Watching you listen to me, being loving and dirty with you. Seeing the power I have over you, the way my words and my voice go straight to the heart of you. The passion we have for each other is so strong, so undeniable. It seems to transcend everything, time and space. The fact that we're hundreds or thousands of miles apart, or who knows, maybe I live on the next street, or only a few miles away. All those things really don't matter, do they? Because now, this very second, we're together. I love it when you reach for a bottle of massage oil and you unscrew the top, pour it over your cockhead, and we both watch it run all the way down your shaft. I love how we laugh together when it's too cold straight out of the bottle and you flinch just for a moment. I love seeing you so turned on when the oil trickles down to your balls and you give a little grunt of surprise and pleasure. When I cup your ball sack in my hand and smear the oil over you. Did you know you always hold your breath at that moment? It's your way of losing yourself and giving yourself over totally to the most exquisite pleasure I'm bringing you. We love moments like that, don't we, baby? Lube is so sensuous, right? I love it when you spread it all over my breasts while you kiss me. And I love how you lift my hair off my neck and massage the oil into my shoulders. It's one of the most erotic things and something I love the most in sex. The moment when a man moves his hands over my shoulders, it feels so intimate. It promises so much to come. And when his hands are soft and slippery, when the massage oil is sliding over my shoulder blades and he kisses my neck and then moves his hands down my body, all over my chest, cupping my beautiful breasts, squeezing them firmly, my full aroused breasts. Well, it makes me weak with desire. So I was wondering if today you might like to see my secret place. You're one of the few I've ever invited there. And I'm only doing it because, oh, we don't really have many secrets between us, do we? I mean, you've made it pretty clear that you love what I do, that you're besotted with me in the best way. That's why I feel really comfortable sharing with you the place that I like to reserve just for playing with myself, the place where I revel in the eroticism, the sensuality I feel as I'm lying back gently fingering myself. Oh, my legs wide apart and no one else around. I love that place. It's where I go to imagine that you're with me. And when I trust, really trust a lover, like the way I trust you, I love to play with myself in front of them, to tease myself. I love to moan and sigh, make those alluring and intoxicating little whimpers. The ones that tell you that I'm really turned on. That show that all my inhibitions are long gone. Would you like to see me like that? Lost in pleasure? Because I know you're watching. I know you would. You love it when I give myself over to sheer, uncontrollable abandonment. When you see me writhing and twisting, my head moving uncontrollably from side to side, that's your biggest turn on, isn't it, babe? And I love that you love it. I love knowing that because of what I'm doing, your prick is stiffening and your balls are tightening. Your mouth is getting dry and your heart is racing. All from watching me playing and pleasuring myself. Seeing my fingers slide over and around my cunt. Watching how I let them stray deep inside my wetness. And then how I pull them out and spread my juices on my lips so that my pinkness is nice and sticky. When I'm playing like that and I know you're watching on the edge of your seat, I make sure that I make all the sounds that you love. The little sobs, the sighs of pleasure, and the gasps as I rub my clit faster and faster, and the shivers from flicking that tiny ridge of skin, the waves of deliciousness I'm experiencing. Well, they're slowly starting to build to the point where I'm so focused on how wonderful it feels that I forget that you're even in the room. The whole universe is contained in my clit. God, I love turning you on like that. I love knowing that you're just completely under my control, that I can send you over the top, bringing you to orgasm just by giving myself totally to my own pleasure. So how about today we go, just you and I, to that secret place, to my play area? Yeah? Okay. Let me show you. Come on. It's this chair right here. Looks pretty ordinary, right? Just a plain, nondescript, blue fabric-covered chair. This is where it all happens. Where I've experienced some of my most powerful orgasms. What is it? You look surprised. What did you think it would look like? Did you imagine red lighting, a Chinese rug, or Moroccan cushions strewn everywhere? Nope, just a plain blue chair. This is where the magic happens. So, how about we christen it? As a couple, I mean. Do you see my vibrator? It's that pink one on the ottoman. The one that looks like a dildo, but it has a funny little attachment about halfway down. I want you to use it on me. It's my special gift to you for being such a devoted listener. I want you to control it and do everything to me that you'd do if it was your own dick coming into me. You should see the look on your face. You look like a little boy on Christmas morning. You really want to do this, don't you? My filthy, darling boy. Go on, switch it on. Just there. Okay. Oh, whoa, 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 oh, okay, just go with your instincts and do whatever feels right. Fuck, that feels good. Mm-hmm. Mm. Yep. Just run it up and down the center of my pussy. Oh. Oh. Oh, that's a delicious way to begin. Oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Yeah, just tease each of my lips. Mm-hmm. Slowly. Oh, fuck, that's nice. Yeah, uh-huh. Do that. Use it to prise my cunt open. Oh, my love. That feels fucking amazing. Fuck, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Keep it on my clit. Just like that. Are you using that rotating head? You're an old hand at this, you dirty boy. Oh, God, it's so intense. No, 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 hold on, hold on, stop, stop, stop. I don't want to come so quick. Hang on. Fuck, you really know how to tease a girl. Mm-hmm. Love that about you. Okay. Go again. Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Come inside me. Yeah. Okay. Slowly. I want to savor this. Oh, that rounded head. Oh, God. You fill me up so perfectly. Oh, it's inside me. Fuck. Oh, and it's you, isn't it? Tell me it is. It's really your cock inside me. Oh, my love. The head feels just like your prick. So smooth and so strong. Oh, you're filling me up so beautifully. Oh, my love. I love you. I love your cock. Fuck. Oh, God. Slide it in and out of me. Oh, Jesus, you're fucking incredible. My darling, go deeper. Go deeper, please. Oh, fuck me. Yeah, and just put that outside part right. Oh, right against my clit. Fuck. Oh. Yeah, move it around in me. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's grazing my clit. God, it's like you're fucking me and fingering me all at the same time. Oh, my love, you're so good to me. Push it deeper. Yeah, that's it. Just increase. Go fast. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, I feel like I'm going to faint. No, don't stop. There's no better way to pass out. Yeah, that's it. Fuck me, my sweet cunt. Oh, God, I can feel it building. I'm almost there. Please, my love, I want to come. Make me come. I love you. Oh, God, fuck, yes. Yeah, fuck. Oh, God, fuck. Fuck. Jesus. God damn it. God, turn it off. Fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. Unbelievable. Oh god. What on earth did you do? You're an evil boy. Oh, I just fuck. That was so good. Oh god, it was absolutely fucking tantalizing, and knowing that you were controlling me. Oh, God, I need a drink. Thank you, my love. Can we do this again soon?